Écrit comme 2006, épreuve d'oral d'anglais, texte numéro 5. Migrant workers, don't we love them? From Polish plumbers to Slovak nurses, almost 200,000 of Europe's newest citizens have seized the chance to work in Britain since May last year. But a report by Labour's favourite think tank, the Institute of Public Policy Research, says that far from being overrun by a tide of workers from the East, we may find there will be too few low-skilled immigrants to meet the economy's needs. The Home Office announced a radical shake-up of the immigration system in July, amid a flurry of tough language, and is expected to publish its final plans in February. The central proposal is a new points-based system to select higher-skilled workers, with a skills advisory board to help to determine the sectors where there are particular shortages. At the bottom end of the pay scale, however, the government believes Poland, the Czech Republic and the other accession countries will prove a plentiful source of staff. In a report obtained exclusively by The Observer, the Institute says the Home Office may be wrong. Despite screaming tabloid headlines about the influx of immigrants from the former Soviet Union, the Institute says that for two reasons there may not be enough arrivals from the accession countries. First, the stream of migrants from the new member states could slow down. Analysis by the Institute shows, perhaps not surprisingly, that the poorer the country, the more likely are its citizens to head west in search of a better life. But for many of these economies, the future is bright. City investors and economists point to the leaps and bounds achieved by Greece, Spain and Portugal since their own accession to the EU in the 1980s. As the economic gap narrows in the years ahead, the supply of footloose workers willing to uproot themselves and head for the UK is likely to slow. Second, the Institute does not agree that low-skilled workers will be any less necessary in the shiny new high-tech, knowledge-based service sector economy which the government hopes is Britain's future. Research does suggest that those at the low end of the skill spectrum, with less education, struggle more as the economy develops towards high-tech production. Many firms have already acted to slash their cost base by outsourcing some of the less high-tech parts of their operations to cheaper countries such as China and India, but not every menial task can be outsourced. While many low-skilled jobs such as those in manufacturing can be exported, others cannot. It is impossible to provide nursing care, cut someone's hair, or clean an office remotely, the report says. And the risk of ignoring the economy's need for a flexible, simple entry route for low-skilled workers is that it could create a vicious spiral as employers go to the black economy to find staff, creating a false perception that there is no shortage of low-skilled workers and at the same time increasing public suspicion of immigration. Fin du texte numéro 5.